Hello, you're listening to a meditation that's purpose is to help you fall asleep by allowing you to release the anxieties, the worries, all those thoughts and that busy to-do list that keeps everyone's head so busy, especially in the current climate. So when you're ready, please get yourself comfortable, whether that be sitting in a chair, sitting in your car, or lying in bed. If you plan to wake up after this and do some work, then please set an alarm now on your phone or on your alarm clock for about 20 minutes time to allow yourself enough time to go through the meditation and get really good quality sleep and then time to come back round afterwards. But if you plan to use this to get a really good night's sleep, just set your alarm for your normal time in the morning, listen to the meditation and go through the motions. Okay, so get yourself comfortable in whatever position you want to be in. Doesn't matter. You can have your eyes open or eyes closed, whichever feels more comfortable for you. And if you want to change at any point, scratch your nose, whatever it is, then you can do. You can do whatever it is that just helps you to settle and get into the right position and be in the right frame of mind. So when you're ready, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths and focus on counting in for four and out for seven. And again in for four and out for seven. And whilst you're doing this, I'd like you to pay attention as to where it's filling up in your lungs. And if you notice that it's mainly going into the top of your lungs and that's where you're expanding at the top of your chest, then just see if you can expand it all the way into your belly and all the way through your lungs rather than just in one part. So again, in for four, all the way into your belly, all the way into the top of your chest and out. Using your belly to completely get rid of that breath. And just give that a couple more attempts, paying attention to your chest, thinking about how tight or how loose it might feel. And then turn your attention and your senses to the sounds that are going on outside. Anything from people talking, dogs barking, builders working, cars moving, aeroplanes. Or perhaps it's completely silent, but just take a moment to really listen and focus and see if you can work out what sounds are coming from where. And then focus to see what sounds are coming on within your room and your space. It could be a ticking clock, could be the sound of the heating pipes, could be the sound of your own breath, could be your stomach rumbling. What sounds can you focus on? And then turn your attention to your arms. And this time we're going to focus on feeling. So we're going to see, because nobody's body is completely symmetrical, there's always one side that's bigger than the other. I just want you to, whilst you're relaxed and at peace, is try to figure out if one arm feels heavier or lighter, bigger or smaller than the other. Or if they feel exactly the same. Turn your attention to your legs. And again, does one feel bigger or smaller, heavier or lighter than the other? Or do they feel the same? Turning your attention to the muscles in your neck, And just thinking about any tension that you're holding in your neck. And as you breathe out, I want you to focus on allowing that tension to just seep away and ease away. And allow those muscles to drop, drift and relax deeper and heavier into the bed or the chair. Focusing on your shoulders and your arms. With each breath out, just allowing them to drop, drift down deeper into the chair. Allowing them to feel heavier and sink further. That really nice sensation of just allowing those muscles to relax. Focusing on your chest and your core. Each breath out, allowing that chest and core to be able to switch off and drop, drift, sink down deeper into the chair or the bed, whatever it is that's supporting you. Thinking about your pelvis and your glutes, allowing it to sink, drift, deeper down into the chair, into the bed that's supporting you. Focusing on the tops of your legs, the quads, the hamstrings, all those muscles. And with each breath out, allowing them to sink or drop or drift deeper into the chair or the bed, knowing you have that full support underneath you. That lovely feeling of heaviness. Focusing on the calves and the lower legs. Dropping, drifting, sinking deeper into the floor or the chair or the bed. Enjoying that feeling of heaviness and weightiness. Now focusing on your feet and all those ligaments and tendons that you've got in your feet and all the joints. And with each breath out, just allow them to drift, drop and relax, releasing those tendons, releasing the ligaments and any tension that you're holding in your feet, allowing them to completely relax. Now turning your attention to your hands this time, and in your hands and your fingers, there's huge amounts of nerve endings and the tiny capillaries that carry the blood around. And all those tiny little nerves that make our fingers so sensitive and allow us to do all the jobs that we do. And I want you to really focus on your fingers, realising that even when you try to stay completely still, your fingers will still be making these tiny, tiny micro movements. You might never notice them until you really focus on them. But just really concentrate on that sensation of the energy that's pulsing around or the blood that's pulsing around your fingertips. The life force. The energy passing through your fingertips. And seeing if you can keep an eye out. Keeping watch. Really focusing on those fingertips, seeing which one moves next. Or perhaps none of them move and they are completely still. Now I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And as I do so, you're just going to allow your entire body and use your imagination to find a way to drift, float, walk or step down into a deeper state of relaxation. You could be walking down a garden path, you could be floating in an air balloon. Whatever it is that works for you, you could just be drifting beautifully gently through the black hole. You choose, use your imagination. So starting at 5, allowing your body and mind to drift, float, sink, drop down deeper into a next state of relaxation. With each number, just enjoying that next stage of relaxing and allowing yourself to drift deeper, floating, drifting, stepping, walking down to four, dropping further, deepening that beautiful relaxation, that lovely sense of heaviness that goes into your eyelids. And it's so nice to drop and drift and allow those eyes to be closed. Drifting, stepping, floating down to three. Heavy eyelids, lovely heavy body, fully supported. Dropping, drifting, floating, stepping down to two. Fully enjoying that drifting, floating, stepping down, the deeper state of relaxation. Until you drift, float, step down to one. Now, whilst you're here, you might still be listening to me or you might be asleep. It really doesn't matter. If you can hear my voice and concentrate on the instructions, then that's fantastic. But if your head is off elsewhere in that state of relaxation, then you just carry on being happy in your own relaxed state. But for those that are listening to my voice, and possibly you've got thoughts coming in, we're going to play a really nice relaxed game of thought tennis. So every time a thought comes into your head, any sort of thought, any thought at all, anything from am I relaxed to the shopping list to whatever it is, every single thought that comes into your head, I want you to put that ball on a tennis ball. And as it comes into your head, I want you to use your imagination and just pop it back out again. As you see that thought coming into your head, just say thought. And as if you've got an imaginary tennis racket, you just hit that thought back away again. So we acknowledge the thought comes in, you say thought, and then you send it away again. Looking for the next thought, where's it coming from, what's it say? Get it, hit it away again. Now those thoughts might be useful at another time in another place, but right now we're looking to allow our minds to focus on the important things like relaxing, resting and recuperating, ready for the day tomorrow. Waiting for the next thought and hitting it out again. Now it could be that you've got thought and you would be a really busy tennis player. That's fine. Just keep enjoying that feeling of being able to acknowledge the thought and bat it away again. Acknowledge the thought, bat it away again. However fast you can do it, however fast you need to do it, you just keep up with all those thoughts. And if there's too many that come at once, that's fine too. Just let them go past you. If you don't get to bat it away, they just go past. Thought. 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 Bat it away again. Thought. Bat it away again. And now just take your time to keep on playing thought tennis. Allowing those thoughts to come in and batting them away again. And as you do so, each time you release one of those thoughts, each time you bat it away again, your body and your mind is going to allow itself to drift into a deep state of relaxation, a deeper state where it can recuperate, where all the stresses and the worries are going to be dealt with. Just by acknowledging them, thought, and batting them away again. waiting to be dealt with at another time, another place. Because right now, by playing thought tennis, your body and your mind are focusing on the important things. Getting the rest, getting the recuperation, recognizing that you're safe and that sleep is welcome. Each thought, each time you bat it away, allowing yourself to drift deeper and deeper into a lovely state of relaxation. Thought. 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 Enjoying that calm. Enjoying the headspace. And keep on playing thought tennis as long as you want. And when you've had enough and you just want to rest, just allow yourself to drift even deeper into a lovely, restful sleep where your stress levels decline and get released with every second that you spend asleep. Where your brain can recover and your energy levels reboot themselves so that by the time you wake up, you'll be fully loaded and ready to go again. Keep playing thought tennis till you've had enough and until you're ready to drop down and allow yourself to drift into that lovely sea of sleep, safely supported.